Sylvia Hartley here again. Just a little monologue about going on a bus. I've had a bit of a do this morning. Well, I thought I'd go to town on the bus. I were up for an adventure and I was sick of staying in. You start to feel like a leper. Folk cross it road when they see you. Even standing in queue for chemists, you do this social distancing thing. I got me mask. Yes, our Gemma made me one. She's made quite a lot of them, actually, on my machine. That disappeared to her house quick sticks when all this virus thing started. Going to make some cushions and curtains, she said. And that were that. I put it on at bus stop, cut out my bus pass, put my brolly down and waited. I chose a wet day because I thought it'd be quieter. I were a bit scared, but I got on and it were fine. Just needed to check which seat I could sit on, because some of them have plastic notices on. It were okay till we stopped at the top of the hill, and this young man got on without a mask, and driver didn't say out. Well, I was sat near up front, so I said, and I did it nicely, put your mask on. Not likely, you silly old bat. Now, I really thought he were going to hit me, because he put his arm up and there was summit in his hand. I were only defending myself. I weren't sitting about waiting to be mugged by some snotty youth. Well, I hit him with me brolly. How many times? Not many. I didn't want to break it because our Gemma bought it me last Christmas. Bus driver said he were calling police and I said, good, get this lad arrested for breaking law. Sit down, missus, and we'll have a chat when we get to the bus station. This lad were moaning and groaning and saying he were bleeding. Soft beggar, he only needed a plaster if he were cut, and I don't know how that happened, he probably picked a spot. Mind you, there were a policeman and a paramedic at bus station. I were right glad to see him. I were having palpitations. Shouldn't have to go through something like that at my age. Actually, it got a bit silly then, because they grabbed lad, and he disappeared with doctor, and I were left with policeman. He were a nice young man, but I think he must only just have started, because he didn't seem to get it. That lad had broken the law, no face mask, and he didn't arrest him. Now then, love, he said, we need a chat. I'm not your love, I told him, I'm Mrs. Womersley to you. He did apologise and offer to run me home. I told him that were really kind of him, as I were feeling shaky. I sat in back of his car and we all had masks on and windows were open. Played havoc with my hairdo. I must get an appointment to have it cut sometime. He was good at this social distancing. I went inside first and he sat on a buffet by my back door. Opened, of course, and took out his notebook. Now then, Mrs. Womersley, can you tell me what happened? I made myself a cuppa, he didn't want one. And then I told him about this lad with no mask. Now, I have to ask you this. Did you hit him with your umbrella? Of course I did. I thought you were going to hit me, and I'm not having that. Poor Miss Bannister had her bag snatched last week by some youth on a bicycle. Ish, you were in a right state, and it took your lot an hour to get here. Shaking like a jelly she were. It took her 2 sherries before she could speak proper. I don't want to alarm you, but you could be charged with common assault, Mrs. Womersley. Common assault? They were not common about it. My umbrella came from Debenhams, none of your cheap rubbish. I'll have to file a report about this incident. He said I'd have to wait and see whether I had to appear in court. So I defend myself. I'm over 80, you know, and I can get taken to court, and that lad breaks law and nought happens to him. He did look a bit sheepish. I've a horrible feeling they've spoken to me daughter. She's just rung and said she's coming over immediately. Never mind another cuppa. I'm having a glass of sherry. It's going to be a long afternoon.